British folky singer-songwriter Ben Howard is our guest today. After releasing a couple of EPs, his debut album Every Kingdom came out in October of 2011 on Island Records. This tour marks his first time he's played in the U.S., and he steps into the studio with the Cafe's Michaela Majoon. And the first subject of discussion was surfing in the U.K. Ben has been surfing almost as long as he's had a guitar.
If you look where we are on the map, you know, like we're this little island, and we've got the whole Atlantic kind of comes towards us sometimes. So yeah, we get waves and stuff. It's just a little colder and a little more rugged, and it turns into more of an adventure rather than any sort of high performance surfing a lot of the time. I speak for myself, definitely, and you end up just going out there and getting cold and sitting there and kind of braving the elements.
Being out in nature.
Yeah, exactly.
If not on top of the waves.
Yeah.
So where did you grow up, in Devon?
Yeah, I grew up in South Devon, near a city called Plymouth.
So which came first for you? Were you a surfer first or a musician first?
I'd say I was probably a musician first. I started playing the guitar when I was about 8, and then I don't know if I'd call myself a musician at that age. I was sort of just tinkering on stuff. I enjoyed music. But then I started surfing when I was about 11 or 12. So they've both been intertwined through my life, I think.
And intertwined in the sense also that the surfing community really has embraced your music. I mean, they're your first audience, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely in the UK. I started just by playing surf festivals and places that I was already, you know. I was already in, I was living down in Cornwall, and just started playing a few gigs and a few surf festivals, and then it kind of spiraled from there, like through mutual friends. And obviously, it's quite a small community, the surf world in the UK still. So it kind of spread through friends and word of mouth, and then we started playing cities that I'd never really been to. We started playing up in the northern cities, and it started going really well. And we started getting radio play and stuff, and now all of a sudden there's loads of shows where I don't know most of the people in the room, which is quite fun.
There's buzz about Ben Howard.
Yeah, there's buzz.
Over here, too. But there isn't anything particularly surfy about what you do, right?
No, I've always thought that. I've always thought that the idea of surf music's always been quite a funny one, because through surfing I've got into so many different forms of music, like everything from... I had a friend, I don't know, friends have played me everything from Billie Holiday to, I got into the Roots through surfing. That was a friend of mine down in Cornwall.
From Philadelphia?
Yeah, I know, they're Philadelphia based, aren't they? All sorts, everything from hip hop to electro, you know, like people like the Foles and, and then guitar bands, people like Wolfmother and, I don't know, really like full-on guitar bands. And then obviously people like Jack Johnson and the sort of singer-songwriters like Ben Harper as well. So I don't know, the idea of surf music always makes me giggle a little bit. It's so broad.
Right, and you don't exactly play surf guitar.
As it's known here. it's not a ukulele, let's put it that way. Yeah.
Well, let's hear what you sound like.
I was going to start you with a quiet one, seeing as it's early. This is called Everything. And the birds still sing outside these windows where we sat together, like nothing ever happened here. Oh, the White House on the hill, black clouds of weather, and the church spire over the river. She still sits here warm in the evening glow, but you don't care about these scenes I treasure, about these west winds. I know, I know.
screams everything around here stays like stone. Seems it's about time, darling, about time we let this all go. Everything must start again anew, 'cause everything just goes that way, my friend. And every king who knows it to be true, that every kingdom must one day come to an end. Oh. And oh, oh, and oh. Sun, hey, she may be long gone, lost to these memories we found. But she'll be here when it's all done, when our bodies are lying beneath the ground. Seems everything that goes around comes around here. Seems everything that stays, babe, somehow won't get swung down again. Everything must start again anew, 'cause everything goes that way, my friend. And every king who knows it to be true, that every kingdom must one day come to an end. Oh, end. Oh, oh, end. End. Oh.
That was beautiful. Ben Howard is with us today. That song is called Everything. It's on his new CD, Every Kingdom. There's a vibrato that you used in that song, and you do in some other songs on the album. Is that something that came naturally, or how did you develop it? In your voice, I mean.
Yeah, it's kind of naturally, I guess. I try not to think about stuff like that too much. I'm not very technical most of the time. I play what sounds nice and what I think sounds nice, I think.
And you're self-taught on guitar and vocals?
Yeah, the majority. I had had lessons when I was a kid, but it was, lessons were quite fun, guitar lessons. I had an old family friend that we'd just sit in his shed and jam for a little bit. I'd play lead and he'd play rhythm, and then we'd swap round and I'd play rhythm and he'd play lead. So that was guitar lessons for a couple of years, I guess, when I was a kid.
Good training by doing.
Yeah.
Well, I've read about your live shows that you're often very percussive on the guitar and you hit it in different ways as you're playing.
Yeah, I kind of played a lot. I think it was from playing solo. I used to play, try and add kind of bass and drums to the guitar just to fill out the sound a bit more. It's funny, like I play with a band now and I do it a lot less nowadays, that percussion on the guitar.
Because they supply the percussion.
Yeah, totally. And I've always worried that it would be a gimmicky thing, you know, that you'd like playing percussion on the guitar. And there's so many guys out there who are amazing. They do stuff called air tap. And like, I mean, you go on YouTube and there's phenomenal guitarists out there. So I don't know, I kind of strayed away from it the last sort of 6 months to a year.
Do you want to pick up the tempo a little bit now? Do another song?
Yeah, I could do one that's, it's all, I don't know, it's all quite acoustic, I guess, because it's just me and a guitar. I'll do a kind of funner one, a happier song. Yeah, I'll play a song called Only Love.
Darling, you with me, always around me. Only love, ma, only love, darling. I feel you under my body. Only love, ma, only love now. Give me shelter, show me heart. Come on, love, come on, love. Watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart. Wind in the shadow, well, so darling, you with me, always around me. Only love, ma, only love, darling. I feel you under my body. Only love, ma, only love now. Give me shelter, show me heart. Come on, love, come on, love. Watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart. And I'll be yours to keep. Oh, wind in the shadow, well, so. In the shadow, well, so. Show me heart, come on, love, come on, love. Watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart.
Only Love, Ben Howard, today on the World Cafe. Another song from his new CD, Every Kingdom. He's from Devon, England. He's on his first music tour of the States.
Yeah.
There's a certain persistence and insistence and repetition in the songs, the way you construct them, that really hooks the listener in. It happened in that song. And I'm thinking of a song like The Fear, which has a kind of insistent rhythm.
Yeah.
That is irresistible. Are you aware of that when you're writing, or is it just does it just kind of roll out of you that way?
I think it's. I try not to think about it too much. I've always thought about when I sit down to write songs, I try and write songs that I'd like to listen to. If that doesn't sound too weird, but I don't know. I think you definitely know when you're really feeling a song. I always have this thing that if a song lasts with you, then it's worth recording. I write so many little riffs and have so many little ideas all the time, and I forget loads of it. I never write anything down. I can't write music either, so I never know how to write down guitar parts or anything. So it's quite funny. A lot of songs get left to the wayside, but it would frustrate the hell out of me if I didn't think about it this way, I guess. But I always think that they weren't supposed to become songs, that they weren't good enough to be songs. So the ones that stick with you are the good ones as such. I think that's the way I look at it.
Not so much in these two songs that we've just heard, but in a lot of your music, there are a lot of images from nature.
Yeah.
It seems like you're very close to nature in your life.
Yeah, a man of the woods. I grew up in the countryside, so I definitely I think that's probably where I get most of my imagery from, you know. It's like I spent a lot of time outdoors as a kid, and I think it'd probably be weird if I started singing about like inner city troubles or anything like that, because I've just never experienced any of that. I've never been part of it. So yeah, I've always liked the ideas, and I've always tried to pick little observations from outdoors, the natural world as such, I guess. Total hippie, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Do you have a favorite song on the album?
Probably Black Flies, actually. That's probably my favorite tune on the record.
Why is it?
I think it's the best song I've written. It's the one. I don't know, it feels good when I play it. I think about the person it's about, and I don't know, it's probably one of the simplest songs on the record, but it just, I really like it. I don't know, it's the one song on the album that I could probably listen to, like if I could actually listen to that and think about someone else and not think that it was me singing it. I think that's the song I'm most proud of, probably.
Great, well, it would be great if you played it for us.
Okay, let's try that.
Black flies on the windowsill. That we are to know. Winter stole summer's thrill, and the river's cracked and cold. See, the sky is no man's land, a dark and plumed estate. Hope it needs a humble hand, not a fox found in your place. I know, but can't you see? Oh, well, maybe you were the ocean when I was just a stone. Black flies on the windowsill. That we are. Oh. Comfort came against my will, and every story must grow old. Still I'll be a traveler, a gypsy's reins to her face. But the road is wearier, with that fool found in your place. At least I know. But can't you see, oh, well, maybe you were the ocean when I was just a stone. No man is an island, or this I know. Can't you see, oh, maybe you were the ocean when I was just a stone. So here we are. Oh, here we are now. I don't want to beg your pardon, and I don't want to ask you, I know. But if I was to go my own way, would I have to pass you by? No, I don't want to beg your pardon, and I don't want to ask you, I know. But if I was to go my own way, would I have to pass you by?
Black Flies, Ben Howard today on the World Cafe. So we were talking about natural imagery in your music. I was thinking about Andy Goldsworthy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The British artist who takes rocks and things and makes these ephemeral sculptures with them.
Yeah.
But I also saw this video that a song of yours is used in with a bicyclist who does all these extreme maneuvers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's kind of funny. I never knew much about the BMXing world and stuff. Obviously, through surfing, I think we had a few mutual friends. He asked us if he could use the song on one of his videos, and we didn't realise he's actually he's a world famous BMXer. I'm kicking myself. I can't remember his name. Danny McCaskill. Yeah, Danny McCaskill. That's who it is. Yeah.
It's like the bike is just an extension of his body. It's really remarkable. And there's your beautiful music accompanying all this stuff.
Yeah, it was quite cool. It was nice to see the track on there.
So you're getting really well known in England, and now you're here, you are at South by Southwest, and you're going to play the Bonnaroo Festival.
Yeah.
That's major.
I honestly can't wait for that. Bonnaroo and Sasquatch as well, and the just lineup and the location. They're kind of big dreams to play out in those places. South by was kind of like, South by felt like it was ticking a box, and you have to play South by. It's a rite of passage. But Bonnaroo and Sasquatch and stuff, that's the sort of thing I love. I love playing outside and in a beautiful part of the world, and just playing to loads of people who are there for a good time.
Ben Howard is here with us on the World Cafe. He has a new CD called Every Kingdom. What do you want to finish up with?
I was going to play The Wolves, seeing as you've been playing it on here. Play a little acoustic rendition. Yeah.
Excellent.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. falling from high places, falling through lost spaces. Now that we're lonely, now that there's nowhere to go. Watching from both sides, these clock towers burning up. I lost my time here, I lost my patience with it all. Lost faith in the arms of love. Oh, where you been hiding lately? Where you been hiding from the news? Cause we've been fighting lately. Oh, we've been fighting with the
Ben Howard today on the World Cafe. Ben, thank you so much for stopping on your journey.
Hey, cheers. No worries. Thanks
to visit with us. And, you know, best of luck. It seems like great things are happening. Congratulations on the CD.
Cheers. Thank you. Yeah.
And for all the festivals and the high profile you're getting here. It's wonderful.
Hey, thanks for having me in. It's going to be a fun year, hopefully.